Recording started there. All right. First things first, welcome back. Brent, Mayor's Monday here, WSAU, WSAU.com, I guess podcast style, we can say today. But, you know, as the old saying goes, two birds, one stone. We're down here at the Central Wisconsin Airport for what was a pretty big announcement last week. I guess as the mayor, obviously, you don't own the airport. The airport is simply, you know, in your community and you benefit from it. So first question for you, obviously, is, what did you think when you heard something like this coming to Mosinee and being able to serve the people, not only of your city, but of the region?
Very excited and very proud for Portage and Marathon County, and also for the Central Wisconsin Airport Board. I previously served on the Central Wisconsin Airport Board as one of my committee assignments when I was a county supervisor, and this has been a work in progress for a long time to get another airline to come to Central Wisconsin. During that time that I was on the board from 20 to 22, obviously those were tremendously difficult times with the COVID-19 pandemic, losing an airline here that we already had, and this is just showing you that it's perseverance. It's staying optimistic and chasing after what you want. And I think today, Central Wisconsin got that. To have a carrier doing direct flights to obviously a premier vacation destination is just a tremendous opportunity for everyone, not only in Mosinee, but all around Central Wisconsin and Northern Wisconsin, to not have to travel to one of those more congested airports to deal with the parking and the higher parking rates, most likely, or the rental cars and or the overnight stays. It's just, you can come here to a nice, quiet community, get on a plane comfortably, get to your destination, and spend more time doing what you want to do, which is be there, than be stuck in an airport.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think the biggest win for this in the region might be, and of course, as always, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, but you're not stealing business away from somebody else in, say, Rhinelander. You're not stealing business away from, you know, the Eau Claire Airport, because all of those residents now have the option to come here to fly direct to Orlando, and of course that could bring them into your city for a night beforehand.
That's true. This is not competition. And just to segue a bit and continue from how this benefits the community, I think people that haven't been to Central Wisconsin should come experience it, because this is actually just another marker and success and progress that we've had at this airport over the last number of years. We've had several hangar expansions. We have brought, obviously, the medevac units here that came from Stevens Point. So we've had them come join us. We had probably the most expensive since construction of this airport project that took place over the last couple of years with expansion of the north-south runway. We're now doing a runway shift of the east-west runway to decouple it from the north-south, so that project's underway. If you come see this airport, you're shocked that this is in Central Wisconsin. This opportunity is here for you.
Yeah, and then so your measure of success on this, then what is that going to be as far as the mayor? I mean, is that going to be an increase in the hotel tax revenue? Is that going to be an increase in passenger count here? How will you mark that?
In a number of ways, increased in passenger count, obviously, increased stays in our local hotels, as you know, and other big news in Mosinee within this last month, the Cobblestone Hotel, a 54-unit, four-story hotel opened in downtown Mosinee. And this is an opportunity for people who have a stay overnight here as they fly in or out of Central Wisconsin to come see Mosinee. Instead of, you know, go to Wausau or go to Cedar Creek, we're trying to keep people here in our community and benefit from that, as any community would want to. And there's a lot going on downtown. So, you know, we'll see if we get some increased traffic from that. And you can tell, because you have people that are not from the area that are going to the Mosinee Brewing Company, frequenting the Mexican restaurant, staying at the Cobblestone Hotel, going to Two's Company, going to some of our other restaurants in and around Mosinee. And, you know, for instance, Pinewood Supper Club, you know, within the last several years, that's right down the road. If you're coming to Mosinee and the Mosinee area, it was the second best supper club in the state of Wisconsin several years ago. So, you know, we're a hidden gem here in northern and central Wisconsin. So we'll measure it in a number of ways, but just happy for the airport and happy to see their continued growth and expansion.
Look at that. I didn't even have to prompt you to get the plug for downtown in. I know that's something that you've been proud about for the last few years and something that rightfully so you've been working diligently on. So I suppose you probably got something else up your sleeve yet that you want to maybe clue us in on yet.
Well, what we're really trying to do is, you know, we have worked really hard over the past 8 years that I've been here to expand, you know, our Central Wisconsin Business Park, which as we stand here now, we're looking across the street at, and it's one of the best business parks in Central Wisconsin, if not the best. We've brought in several new businesses, expanded others, and then my other focus was on a different business district with downtown, and we've brought in all those things that we just mentioned with the hotel, new restaurants, the brewery. And what we really want to focus on, and we've continued to as we move along, but there's a lot of basics we also have to get back to as a municipality. Our focus going forward is going to be on a lot of street work, increasing public safety. We're adding 3 new officers to our staff, which is a lot for a small police department. And we run a multi-district fire department that we're a member of, and we're proud to remain independent as the Mosinee Fire District. That's expensive. We've got a lot of needs to address there that are coming up in future budgets. So that might not sound like a bunch of exciting economic development, but it's the infrastructure and the public safety that we also have to take care of as a city. And so we're probably going to be seeing a lot of that as we go into future budget discussions. So nothing hiding up my sleeve at this time for more economic development, but we're always chasing it.
Right, right. So, again, I don't have to ask you blink twice if it's Chick-fil-A, blink 3 times if it's Red Lobster, you know, all those other names that are just out there on the Facebook groups, right?
No, but we're obviously happy for our neighbors in Rim Mountain that seem to continue to get awesome things to eat.
Right.
But, no, it's what I did say a number of years ago to City Pages when they did a story on our downtown and the start of a new chapter was, if you build it, they will come. Mm-hmm. And it was about getting a catalyst down there. And it has happened. As more things come to Central Wisconsin and the city of Mosinee, it's just a testament to people to come invest here. And I think we'll see more of that with less effort on the government's part to get them here, because they see, hey, this place is expanding. I mean, as I've said on several occasions, Mosinee's population growth, through as landlocked as it is, outpaced Marathon County, its rate of population growth, and Wisconsin as a whole in the last census. So, you know, I think that says something.
Yeah, indeed. Now you're speaking my language, because you're talking metrics in there, and that's stuff that's pretty hard to ignore. Mm-hmm. You know, it's also pretty hard to ignore another metric that you're probably going to be at least somewhat happy with from the government at the state level, and that, of course, is added shared revenue. Do you know, now that this dust has settled from this, how Mosinee is going to be impacted by this in the new your next budget cycle?
Yeah, we're going to see a double-digit percentage increase in our shared revenue, but and I am very thankful for our legislators who worked hard to advocate for that and saw the need. But it's long overdue. It's been stagnant for probably for over 20 years. Things really changed in the early 2000s with shared revenue, and we were stuck in a formula that wasn't going anywhere. And that is our largest source of funding behind property taxes, is the shared revenue. And it's like a teeter-totter. We have to continue to provide services to residents. Garbage, public safety, streets, and then they'd like to see some economic development. And as one source of funding goes down, and as the cost of living and the cost of operating goes up, if one of those state sources of funding goes down, we don't have multiple taxing avenues like the state does through a sales tax, through an income tax. We're left with property tax. And so we're very thankful that we see this additional revenue coming, and I assure taxpayers, it's going to be put to good use.
Yeah, and to kind of tie it back to what you talked about in the beginning before we let you go here, you talked about the street construction projects. I know you were talking about bonding for that in the next year or two, especially because you do have a pretty big highway project coming through town. Mm-hmm. What does added shared revenue then mean for the wish list, say specifically for street reconstruction and repair?
Well, with the added shared revenue, you know, we live in a world unlike 30, 40 years ago when actually the city could put away a chunk of change every budget to actually pay cash for street repairs. We just live in a world of costs where that's not possible for a community of our size. So on street projects, what you'll often see when we have a large street project, which we do next year, we have to bond for that. Borrow money through bonding. And when you have to bond, it's a good opportunity, given the cost you're going to pay in the bond issuance, to also rope in smaller street projects in that borrowing. Now, the increase in shared revenue, obviously, and we're also going to be seeing a slight increase in general transportation aid, is going to help us to pay the debt service on that borrowing going forward. So the more we have to work with to pay on debt service, the more we can get done in bonding. So.
Yeah. So, does that mean you maybe get through some of these projects more quickly, or again, does it mean that you're able to pay the employees a living wage?
Yeah, and that's always the dichotomy, right? Because mm-hmm. you're balancing everything in a budget. You're balancing demand for increased wages from employees. You're balancing rising health insurance costs. You're balancing streets that need to get done, demands for increased public safety. And you can only do so much, which is why in a community of this size, each budget, what you see is one or two priorities. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. that means other things have to wait to a future budget. Last budget, it was public safety, adding three officers. This next budget, I think you're going to see a focus on street infrastructure.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to add then before we let you go?
No, just thank you for coming today. This is a great day for Central and Northern Wisconsin. We're happy to be the host community of it, and look forward to speaking with you again in the future, Mike.
Absolutely. And then $49 one way to Orlando. You've got a little one at home. How long before you take advantage of that?
I'll leave that up to Mom to let me know.
I think that's a good answer. All right. Appreciate it.